What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Jeremy.
Hi, my name is Jeremy. I love playing with my friends, and my what-if question is, what if Pixie Cattle got braces? Bye, I love your show.
Jeremy, I'm so happy that you like playing with your friends. And you know, I had braces for a while too, so I can understand how Pixicato feels. Now, with Kathunkel missing from What If World, we've had to figure out who's gonna take charge in his absence. Thank goodness we got this What If question from Emma.
Hi, my name is Emma. I really like Boba, and my What If question is, what if kids ruled the world?
Ha ha ha! Wonderful! And yes, I know lots of kids have asked similar questions in the past, and probably will do so again in the future. And if you're one of those kids, that's some amazing parallel thinking. I thank you for your ideas, just as much as I thank Emma and Jeremy, and every other what-if-er too. Now let's find out, what if kids ruled the world, and what if Pixicato got braces?
News music! This is Papa Lou's News, with a breaking story. President Kathunkel is missing. Until further notice, Pixicato the Pixie Child is acting president of What If World.
What's with such racket?
Mumbled Pixicato. She had one of those old-fashioned radio alarm clocks. But she wasn't used to getting woken up by a blaring news announcement.
All hail President Pixicato!
What? Just then, Pixicato's mom, Feralise, and her mother, Sprite All Right, burst into her bedroom with proud smiles.
Good morning, Madam President, said Sprite All Right.
We're so proud of you, said Feralise.
President, said Pixicato, rubbing her eyes.
President of what?
Of everything, sweetie.
And surprise, while you were sleeping, we gave you magical braces on your teeth to straighten your smile.
What?
Pixicato felt at her teeth. And indeed, both the top and bottom rows had a strange magical metal on each tooth.
I sound all clinky now.
They're enchanted to work quickly. And in the meantime, your smile will dazzle brighter than ever before.
But I can't be president with weird braces.
This is a lot all at once. These what-ifs took us by surprise too, but we're here for you, no matter what.
But better watch out, because you might have a little trouble with your magic today. Especially the teleportation part of it.
And she's gone. Do you think we could have handled this better?
I certainly do.
Oh, I forgot how radios work in What If World.
Well, you can't prepare your kid for every what if out there.
Should we stay close in case she needs us? Being president is a lot of work.
Let's just listen to the news. We can get to her lickety-split if she gets stuck in a pickle.
Literally or figuratively.
And we cut to Papa Lou's news studio.
Don't you mean garden shed?
Said Zach Jamaloo, Papa Lou's son.
Oh, Zach ZZ, why aren't you in school already?
Our school got pinched away by the hand hydra, said ZZ, Papa Lou's daughter and Zach's sister.
It was all over the news.
I am the news, and I don't remember that.
It was a multi-part G&G adventure.
You ran the adventure.
Oh.
I was one of the players?
Yeah, but was it on the news?
Wow, I'm really starting to miss school.
Me too. If only the president would do something about it.
And just like that, Pixicato appeared, looking frazzled.
Where am I now? I keep getting pulled away from place to place, and everyone's asking me to fix things. Or they're just gawking at my new bracelet.
Pixicato saw her friend ZZ and quickly covered her mouth.
Oh, hey, Pixicato, said Zizi.
Congrats on becoming president.
Kids rule! Literally.
Sure, sure, but we've got a problem here, President Pixicato. Prezzicato? Pixidente?
What's the problem?
My kids are supposed to be in school right now. What are you doing about the observatorium closing?
Oh, yes, I've got a team rebuilding the Learn Hut.
Learn Hut?
But it will take a while.
So there's just no Learn Hut? How am I gonna do the news with these kids around?
We can be quiet.
Oh, maybe for 10 seconds at a time.
Oh, I know. You can do 10-second news updates.
Oh, I love a challenge. President Pixicato leaves parents in the lurch and forgets how to say the word school.
She needs to spend more time at the Learn Hut.
Oh, that was almost 10 seconds.
I didn't forget how to say it. It's just hard because...
There was no point hiding it anymore. Pixicato lowered her hand, and everyone saw her brand new.
Whoa! Look at those things shine!
Those braces are so cool! And are those rainbow sparkles?
You really think they're cool?
Asked Pixicato, giving a tentative smile.
So cool, said Zizi. And I can sense a powerful magic coming from them. I think you might be able to incorporate these into your spellcasting.
Well, thanks. And Papaloo, I'm going to try to get to the Learn Hut problem as soon as I can.
And just like that, Pixicato disappeared. With her heightened teleportation powers and my keen understanding of magic, probably, I'm assuming that she's getting pulled from place to place whenever somebody needs the president.
Atop Mount Whateverest, the big, fluffy, friendly, alligator-jawed monster, known as Hungry Bungry, was pacing atop his giant mountain of trash, grumbling aloud.
I love eating trash, but there's just too much plastic. I can't gobble it all up fast enough. I'm gonna need to talk to the president about this.
And sure enough, the president appeared.
Told you so!
Came a garbled cry from a half-broken radio, as Papaloo seems to have forgotten who's narrating this story.
Oh, fine. I guess I'll just try to teach my kids something. You kids know fractions?
Yes.
Kind of.
Okay, we're doing fractions.
Pixicato flittered about atop Mount Everest, which was a swirl with plastic wrappers and forever trash of all kinds.
Oh, Pixicato! Nice to see you. Now, can you please do something about all this trash? Thankfully, I'm imaginary enough that microplastics don't upset my stomach. But I can only chew so much every day.
So I'm supposed to magic away all the trash?
Well, you gotta do something before this trash mountain turns into a trash volcano.
Maybe if I try to use my braces,
she said, still getting the hang of talking with all this metal in her mouth.
Magic braces do something, and while you're at it, please don't sting.
A couple of wrappers turned into compostable bioplastics, and a few plastic bottles became aluminum, but...
But nothing! That's amazing! If you can keep doing that, I can focus on eating my favorite foods. Stinky socks and burnt pancakes.
Oh, this isn't enough. I can do something bigger.
Feeling the magic in her mouth grow, she whispered an incantation to herself, pronouncing every word carefully.
Plastic that bends, plastic that breaks, change to something the planet makes.
The peak of Mount Whateverest shuddered as golden vines of energy wove through the air. And wherever they crept, forever trash turned into parchment paper and woven baskets and cloth totes. Straws became pasta noodles and bottle caps became corks.
Wow, you're getting powerful, Prezipix.
I suppose I am,
she said, feeling accomplished despite the challenges of the day.
But I'm not sold on the name Prezipix.
And just like that, she found herself in the middle of Cleocatra's royal retreat.
I prefer the term Cleocastle, said Cleocatra,
laying on the cold stone floor and the one tiny warm patch where the sun hit.
"What seems to be the problem, Cleocatra?"
asked Pixicato, trying to compose herself. "Isn't it obvious? I require a bigger palace, with taller towers, sunnier windows, and at least 20 laps for napping on each day."
"Cleocatra, I'm still trying to figure out the observatorium problem, and the plastic problem. Never mind Carthunkle being missing. I just can't deal with this today."
"Surely the president can manage a small royal expansion."
"Perhaps. As long as you don't mind the Cleo Castle becoming a school."
"If I get a sunny window and enough adoring subjects, I might approve."
"Oh, great. I'll send my kids right there."
"Papa Lou, how are you even here?"
"I snuck a radio into Pixicato's backpack."
"Invasive."
"I like to think of it as nosy. Here comes Papa Lou's news rocket ship studio."
"Rocket ship shed, really."
"Whatever, get to school, you two."
The shed rocketed in, dropping off Zack and Zeezy. And then... Scully the squid landed beside them in a controlled splat.
"Oh, hey, Zack,"
said Scully to his friend.
"Your mom was listening to the news and then
flung you all the way here.
Squidderella's so strong."
"Don't worry, Mr. Eric. I, Abacus P. Grumbler, head professor of the observatorium and wizard extraordinaire, do my own introductions and sound effects."
Thanks. Yeah, so Abacus and Scully are here, and Zack and Zeezy, and Pixicato, and Cleocatra. Do I have everyone?"
"Oh, this is a very big audience," said Pixicato, taking a deep breath. "Okay, you've got this."
She tapped her braces, and they gave a bright ping as they began glowing. And then she started glowing too. Zeezy, an advanced magical student, and the wizard Abacus brought out their wands too, lending their magic and trusting their president.
"Walls of stone and towers tall. Change to classrooms, labs, and halls. What once was empty will now be full. Turn this castle into a skursk. A scroll."
The magic swirled wildly, wrapping the castle in rainbow vines. For a moment, it looked like it all might collapse. But then...
"A school!"
The castle reshaped itself into a sprawling school, with turrets turned into sunlit classrooms, and banners waving proudly above the entrance, welcoming all. It looked a little quirky inside, with halls winding in strange directions, and a stairway folding around itself in a Mobius strip. But it had a large, murky fountain for Scully the Squid to dip in throughout the day.
"Hooray!"
And classrooms enough to accommodate every observatorium student and more.
"Oh, this place is perfect," said Abacus. "It's even stranger than the observatorium.
What is it called again?"
"The Cleo Castle,"
said Cleocatra, already laying atop a desk, drenched in sunlight from the new wide windows, with Zack, Zeezy, and Scully all petting her at once.
"Yes, this is perfectly acceptable."
Pixicato felt pleased with herself, feeling more comfortable in her braces and her temporary presidency. She hadn't fixed everything in a day, far from it, and that felt okay too. She stood in front of the mirror from within her tiny thimble house, her rainbow metal braces glinting in the lamplight.
President Pixicato makes mighty mountains move. Plop goes the mountain top.
And because she liked herself, she could enjoy all these big changes, even if they wore her out.
"Pixicato, honey, want to hang out for a bit?" said Feralise from the living room.
"We'd love to hear about your day,"
called the Sprite All Right.
"Or just chill together if you're tired."
Pixicato watched herself smile in the dimly lit mirror. It was a good smile.
clinks and all.
Yes, Mum. Coming, Mother.
And as she flitted from the room, her reflection stayed, smiling proudly back at her, and slowly pixelating as a blocky, colorful, many-hand-headed hydra seemed to rearrange the reflection itself.
I feel like there's something I'm forgetting,
said Pixicato's reflection sleepily, before curling up in her 8-bit bed and getting gently tucked in by the pixelated hand hydra. The end.
Jeremy and Emma, thank you for your questions. Thank you all so much for listening.
Yes, some of you may have noticed the million hand-headed hydra's return. And you can listen to our most recent Cryptid Kid episodes if you want to get caught up on all that.
Have you ever had a big, sudden change? Like getting a cast, or losing a tooth, or getting braces, or hey, even a big new haircut? Did that change feel really big to you, even if it maybe didn't look so big to others? Remember, you can always talk to your grown-up about these big changes. And I bet you have other friends who are really good listeners too.
Believe it or not, I learned to love my braces, and to this day, I still even miss them sometimes.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that the magic of growing up isn't always easy, but it's always worth it. And until we meet again, keep wondering.